Okay, it's 7 p.m. Time to see if I can get a motion to begin the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Babel. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. First thing on the agenda is the Pledge of Allegiance. You don't have to stand up
if you don't want to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'll see it. Pledge our flag. You guys hold me up.
All right. Now for a moment of silent prayer. First thing on the agenda is the opening of the bids for the Lutenberg repaving project. So, Bev's got them over there. While we're waiting for the bids to get open, why don't we introduce ourselves to our guests. I'm Mayor Stoneham, City of Worthington Hills Mayor.
I'm Robert Hussam, Council for the City.
Dan Small, City Treasurer.
I'm Bev West, the Clerk.
I'm Linda Bemille, Road Commissioner.
Susan Moffin, Utilities
Commissioner. I'm Donnie Manford, Riverside Paving and Contracting.
Thank you very much. Do you want to? You can go ahead and go through them, Linda.
Okay.
When you start one at a time.
Y'all weren't waiting on me, are you?
Go ahead, read them off and then pass them as you get them reading them.
See.
truth.
Here, give them to me.
Mayor.
You forget about the mayor over here.
One there at the entrance.
Right. I thought you had small ones, but...
No, we have the secret down, the wide, the real wide ones.
Yeah, just one though.
Right at the entrance. What we want to make sure we're looking for is chevrons, because we want the chevrons on the ones in the city.
But not on yours.
No, those will be painted yellow.
Why?
What?
Why?
Well, I thought you wanted them painted yellow.
No, I would rather... The problem is, when you paint them, it washes off after a couple of years of... Thermoplastic stays on forever.
Well, okay.
Okay? So, whatever we do, we should be doing the thermoplastic anyhow.
Okay.
All right.
The spec was for thermal.
Pardon?
The spec was for thermoplastic.
Yeah.
You did ask for that. And that's what we gave you.
Ourselves, but did I hear your name?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Donnie Manford with Riverside.
Okay,
Riverside. Contracting.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
We'll let him talk here in a minute.
Hmm?
He's here so he can, there's, you know, some things that maybe people might want to bring up.
I notice on here, all of this has approximately, so if we send in the measurements, or somebody looks at the roadway, there should, how much of an approximation should there be?
In our field, it's everything's approximate. It means that it's within your measurement, my measurement, or different, and we did another measurement. We take those three added together. It's just the verbiage. That's just standard language that we use.
Okay.
And obviously, if you don't feel comfortable with that, you can make it a permanent square footage or square yardage. But we just always...
Pass me those again. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen that one. This, when I was talking to Donnie today, he brought up the fact you have an alternate in here also that's got fiber, I think.
Yes, sir.
Would you go through, or would you explain to the commission what's going on with this, with the fiber? This is an Because it looks like there's, it's an additional onto that, okay?
Yes, it's an additional cost that the Metro Louisville has adopted in all of our paving for them. It's I've got a sample, I believe, in my truck, but I don't have a cut sheet. But basically, it's like a Kevlar vest. They say the police officers wear to stop a bullet, that strength. This mix you put in the asphalt, and it's supposed to strengthen the asphalt. They've been doing it for about 8 years. I cannot sit here and tell you all that it's worth the extra money because it hasn't been long enough for me to tell. I've been doing this for 40 years, and I've seen all kinds of roof, people put roof shingles, tires, and asphalt. We own our own asphalt plant. I've seen it all, but this mixture is... engineers have sold the city and the state on it, so there must be something to it. I just have not seen it, once again, on the ground long enough for it to be worth the extra money.
Can you give us an example of where it's been used? Like on G. Snyder?
Any city of Louisville Street in the past 8 years. Any newly paved street. Right now they're doing Papa Level Roads, a state project. State requires it. Any city, municipal city of Louisville Street.
So it's supposed to help with potholes and...
It's supposed to be, not help, but it's supposed to be a stronger asphalt, meaning it's supposed to bond it together better and hold it and be a longer lasting mix, asphalt mix.
So it doesn't shrink and swell.
Everything's good. It's always going to do that because that's the nature of asphalt. It's going to get moisture in it, it's going to thaw and defrost, if you will. But that's freeze and thaw, that's what, you know, happens below asphalt to make it crack. And everything you see on the surface of asphalt is coming from underneath of it. It's called reflective cracking or reflective, that's what causes the potholes and the cracks.
And you have the standard contract, you have the contracting for all of Louisville's metros.
Alleys. And then I'm third or triary on the paving of the streets.
So who is?
There's three of us, Hall Contracting, Flynn, and then myself.
Okay.
So they go to Hall. Hall's too busy to do a street, they go to Flynn. If Flynn's too busy to do the street, then they come to us.
Okay. Who, there's a suburban city that Donnie said you were doing today.
I'm sorry?
Donnie said there was a suburban city you started.
I'm Donnie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're paving Odom County.
Oh, you're paving Odom County.
We're Odom County. The county engineers, the streets in Odom County.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, for Judge Vogel, but it's for their engineers, Jim Mims and the engineers for Odom County Road Department.
Okay. All right.
But that material is not included in that, right?
I've given it not.
There's a second page in the back. It's an additional $8,000
some odd dollars. I just didn't know what it was for.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I've got a sample if you want me to run the truck and just bring it in so y'all can see
what. I'd like to see it.
Okay. Yeah, give me just a second. If you want to read them or you want me to go get it now.
Just go get it now.
No problem.
Yeah. Anything to help.
But if
he's not
going
to stay here while we discuss this, is he?
No, he don't have to. No.
Are you going to ask him to leave?
Yeah, that's what my question
want?
Is.
Okay, all right.
I'm not comfortable with a vendor being here discussing.
All right. Okay.
Did that with the trash, though?
What?
Yeah, we did it with the trash.
Yeah, we did it with the trash.
Yeah.
I want to see.
I wasn't here.
No, you weren't. You probably would have asked him to leave.
Yeah. Well, I just want to see what this stuff looks like.
Well, if we do one street, then the rest will be done with the same material.
Right.
So that would bring it up to 116.
Yeah.
So basically, just so everybody can see, these fibers, you can open them up, but you put them in a certain amount of batch poundage per ton, and then they melt, and then they become a like binder or a filter. Well, yeah. They become a strength, and that's the fiber that the city uses.
There's different ones, but essentially that's it. That's mixed in with the hot mixed asphalt to make it stronger.
Probably what it is.
Mm-hmm. It's supposed to have. That's what the city. There's different ones, but that's what we use for Metro Louisville.
Okay.
Like, that's what they've approved.
Exact product, like.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, I can get a cut sheet on. I just didn't. I don't have one of those with me. That's what the city of Louisville engineers have approved. The Oldham County. They've approved it as well, put it in the mix, so everybody's got a different source to get that material from. So.
That's open.
Okay.
Get the attorney to deal with it.
Learn something new every day.
All right, well, we're going to have our discussion, and if you don't mind, they want to have it in private. And We'll let you know. We appreciate you coming out and giving us this information, because this is important to us. Okay.
So you're going to read the bids.
I'll read them. Right. You know.
That's basically.
Is that what
most bid lettings that we go to, like today, just you all can discuss what you want, but we look at.
Okay. Oh, we're going to discuss it.
Yes, ma'am. The bids. And so that you know the.
Is that all of them?
Yeah, where we were at. Yeah.
Okay.
So almost the same character bid at 2 o'clock today. Another project for the city of St. Regis.
Okay, we got Louisville Paving and Construction with mill out the square yardage. Depth of 1.5 inches, haul off soil, broom sweep, debris, and prime with SS1H emulsion, pave the same square footage, 8,837 square yards with a 1/2 inch of surface asphalt, install 6 feet bumps with thermoplastic chevron emblems, 12 foot long by 3.5 inch center with a road. The sum price is $111,227. Oh. And they added that if we want to put stop bars down, it's $450 each.
I have a real quick question. I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have a real quick question. Everybody put the specs in there based on what we asked for. Why do we have to read the whole thing? Is that what you're looking for, or are you looking for the bottom line?
Bottom line.
Okay.
Who wants the bottom line?
All right. Well, we don't do this very often, so it's a learning experience. So, again, Louisville Paving and Construction for the Ludenburg Drive repaving project, $111.
$111,227.
Oh, well, I'm not good with numbers. Anyhow, all right, where is all of them go? Oh, here they all are. They're all separate, I thought. Okay. Then the hall paving, everything the same specs. $106,800 for the project. Flynn Brothers, $110,761.55. Liv's Paving Company is $92,300. And then Riverside Paving and Construction Company, Inc., $108,912. And if we want to add that fiber, it's an additional $8,019.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you have any questions on anything, you can always give us a call. So we're glad to help you.
Okay.
Anyway, even if we don't get to work.
All right.
If you need anything, just let us know.
Okay.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate you coming out.
No problem. Appreciate you having
me. You have a blessed evening.
All right, you all do the same. Be safe.
Thanks.
It would be $116,931 for this company.
Yeah.
For Riverside.
But here, the thing that I like about the fiber, looking at it, if you look at our Ludenberg Drive, it is the one that's got the most alligatoring on it, and I think that has to do with the road base, not necessarily the road base, but the geographical area it's in, we're having, that was back when we first took over behind Ludenberg. In fact, it's behind Commissioner Resendez's house in the green space. We were having sinkholes starting back there. And I believe a lot of it has to do with we're also over the limestone mine. And we also had the tunnel demolition for the tunnel that went through for the expressway. Since they put our paving in, all the last streets were, all the main streets in Worthington Hills were last paved in 2005 or 2006. Okay.
I'll be happy to ask these other companies, since we've looked at the bids, we can ask them what they would charge us to add it.
Yeah.
Well, the thing
about
is...
the 92,000 one.
Yeah, let's add
it. Well, you know, and I'm not, you know, here again is, we can do that, okay? But again, we've asked for the bids. Okay.
Well, yeah, I've asked for the bids several times.
Yeah.
And I don't have any problem asking for them one more time.
Okay.
What would you charge? I won't ask for that. I'll ask for a bid. I'll ask for a bid on adding this, just this, and it'll be under $40,000, so we don't even have to have
sealed bids. We haven't made it. That would have to be included in the project. That is part of the materials inside this project.
Well, then I can ask them to add that on, right?
Right. And I'm not to. My question is on the lowest bid we got.
I'm not worried about the lowest bid. I'm worried that you're trying to.
No, I'm not trying to do anything. I'm just bringing it up.
I know you, Mayor. I know how you are. I didn't even know until day before yesterday about Riverside Paving. You seem to have a good relationship.
I never talked to him till today. He called and left. The one to know how to get the quote to you.
He did a hit a boy?
He wanted to know if we could bring, he could bring the quote, and I said it was in the paper. It says you could bring the quote to the city meeting. Okay.
And that's all you discussed? I'm just asking.
No, no, you're good. And he wanted to know if his bid, if we received his bid.
All right.
First thing he asked, he, and then it went into.
Okay, he asked you if you received his bid.
He was talking to Bob. He asked Bob if he.
That was Hall. That was Hall that called.
Yeah, that's why that's the intention of the call.
Okay, so we didn't receive it through the mail.
No, we did. He was just checking to make sure we did.
If we received it, I got you.
Okay. That was the whole intent of the call.
Right.
Okay. I don't know.
We got the company mixed up here, Bob.
What?
Well, the one man that came in tonight.
That is.
Was Riverside.
That's Riverside.
And then the one that you were talking to today.
Is Paul.
Was Paul.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's
yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
But the bid in the paper said that they could bring it to the meeting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I just don't want anybody to ever come back and say that we did something that wasn't ethical.
Well, there's nothing that says that people can't add on to the specs.
Do what?
There's nothing that says they can't add on an option onto the specs. You know, I'm bringing it up just because of the fact that it wasn't, we didn't know about it, okay?
No, we didn't.
And they were,
I didn't know about it.
And here again is, they've got the contracting for the alleys in Louisville. I mean, I don't care. Whatever you all want to do is fine with me. I just want to get it over and done with so we can move on. Okay? Because we need to get onto the schedule, and we're probably looking at the end of August, first part of September, which is what we need to be doing because we don't want to get stuck in this.
Like I said before, and this is my fault. I didn't remember this from before. But when we talked about this last month, I didn't even know that we needed to have bids on it. I didn't know. I mean, nobody mentioned it. Nobody said, hey, you know what? This is going to be a lot of money, and we need to put an ad in the paper. Nobody told me that. I found out we needed to put an ad in the paper.
I basically, at the end of the meeting, brought up that we needed to do bidding on the road project list, even though we did a preliminary vote on another company. The thing is I corrected the issue by making sure that we followed the statute requirements, okay? We didn't contact the company, and we didn't do anything out of the ordinary other than what we had on the table.
Right.
Okay? So
it wasn't until the 1st of June that I sent them back and said, you know, you've already sent me the bid, but now we need a new bid, and
right,
we need it sent to the newspaper.
Right.
So that's my fault. It's gotten behind.
It's not a big deal. We just need to make sure we follow the guidelines because we don't want to get into a lawsuit.
That's a good thing. Gas prices are dropping, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
312 this morning. It's 379 tonight. Yeah. That's not a drop. 312 to 379.
Oh, it went
on
up.
On Westport Road tonight on my way down.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Only because I was up this morning and saw it.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Wow. Awesome.
So, however you all want to do this, if you want to hold off, I really would like to go ahead.
I'm not going to hold off a whole month, but I would like for us to take a few minutes to discuss these. Okay, so you're saying that I can't even ask these people.
They didn't share that. My theory is they didn't share this information with us, okay? And they were obviously aware of it, okay?
Now, wait a minute. Who was obviously aware of it?
Well, if Louisville is having them put this in, they should have queried if we wanted to add that option to it.
Not all these people do support for Louisville, because he said that Louisville has
Flynn and Hall.
Yeah.
So the other ones.
The other.
That guy said that Louisville has three vendors.
Right.
They go with this one, then if those two guys can't do it, they come to him. So some of these guys may not even pay them in the city level.
And they're just doing the alleys. he said. They're not doing the streets.
Yeah, he's doing the streets when Hall and Flynn are not available.
Right.
So he says Flynn gets called first, or Hall gets called second. If they can't fit in, then they get the call. Okay?
But I heard him say they're just doing the alleys.
They are contracted as primary for the alleys.
Right.
Okay?
But you don't get a whole lot of traffic anyway, do they?
No, not really. Not necessarily. So Hall and Flynn are doing the streets?
Primarily.
But if, you know, but they're still a primary. They're still on the list.
And do they have this deal with the city that you were asking me to check about to see if we could get in on the tail end of somebody?
Oh, yeah, are you talking about the piggyback? Yeah. Obviously, they're all right there together, so I have no idea. I've not even asked them that question. And Louisville Paving has a state contract, and theirs isn't, as far as I'm concerned, you know, they've got one of the highest bids there. My big concern is, you know, we want to deal with somebody that has their own manufacturing plant.
Why is that?
Because we know, because they're a regular paving. There are some of these companies that buy their asphalt from from Flynn or wherever the asphalting plants are. Why wouldn't it be better to do, like I said, the last time we did the paving on Ludenburg, which has lasted over 20 years, they have their own asphalt plant. Flynn, Hall, and River City all have their own asphalt plants. And I'm assuming Louisville Paving does also. I don't know. I've never heard of this other company, the one that had the $92,000 one. So.
They're out of Indiana. Floyd Sobs lives.
Well, that's a pretty good friggin' damn haul that would be scary to me.
Well, we went with Echo Tech. They're out of Indiana.
Yeah, but. They're not hauling hot asphalt.
I don't feel like, in all honesty, I'm going to be very frank here. I think that I was sent into this project, or I went into this project, without all the information I needed to know in order to ask what I needed to ask from these vendors. Now, I'm hearing that this is a great product and we need to use it.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying it's an additional product that might extend our street.
Okay, but you're also saying that all these other people should have known about it and offered it to us.
Well, if they wanted the business, you know, it's one of those things that it's like any kind of salesperson. Okay, when you know, and I'm not promoting anybody. All I'm saying is. Somebody went above and beyond, okay? To me, somebody, a company that goes the other beyond and brings something to our attention that the other companies aren't doing it, who's thinking and looking out for the city of Worthington Hills?
If you think any of these people are looking out for the city of Worthington Hills, then you're not as smart as I think you are. They're looking out for their bottom line, and that's just the way it is.
Okay, well, I do have here, yes, Liz Paving manufactures asphalt through its sister company, Asphalt Supply Company, located in Sullivansburg, Indiana.
Okay, that right there is a red flag to me, because first off, asphalt has to be a certain temperature by the time it reaches our street. Okay, and coming from Sellersburg is a long friggin' way. It's not here in Jefferson County. Okay?
Well, it's just seeing if they manufacture their own.
Right.
It's ASCO that is the asphalt plant.
Okay, and I don't mean to, and I'm sorry, I'm going to do this, I'm going to ask that we table this for now. Give me 2 weeks to get the information I need. And if you all don't object, we'll call a special meeting.
And get it done started by the first.
Don't want to call a special meeting.
Well, I'm sorry, but you know.
I really don't want to call a special meeting, and I'll be honest with you. I mean, three or more commissioners can override me, but a special meeting to me is, you know, it's a 5 minute thing that would happen, and I'm just saying it's again. I don't care what you all do.
Yes, you do.
I don't care what you do. Make a motion, go through with it, take a vote. That's all I'm worried about. I just, you know, you're making a big to-do over one item, okay? If you want to go based off of everybody with none of that additive in it, that's fine. We can do that. We need to get on the schedule. The longer we wait, the longer it is. Until we get it done.
And I was prepared to come in here and look at these bids and make a decision. I didn't know that we were going to have all this discussion about new products and all of that. So I'm ready to look at this and
the
lowest
we don't
like because he's
a guy in Indiana. And it's distance on that one. It's a concern about the asphalt being the right temperature.
What was
Lowell Paving?
Lowell Paving was 111. Yeah, I'm all for
Halls did Middlesex. So we have experience with Halls.
Yeah, okay. I'm familiar with Halls.
But I have to ask, because you mentioned it, you said that you wanted all the speed bumps to have the chevrons.
Right.
So.
His has got chevrons on all the speed humps.
Okay, but Hall's has got the ones on Tazewell being painted. So I have to call and ask him, you know, about that.
Is there a difference in price with the two?
This guy. Lowell Paving has given us the six speed bumps that include the thermoplastic. This is the stop bars. And you don't want the stop bars.
The stop bars is additional.
What is a stop bar?
Huh?
What is a stop sign?
It's that big white thing that's by a stop sign or a stop light where you're supposed to stop behind them.
You see usually in parking lots where...
On the street.
It's painted on the street. It's a big white, like...
Yeah, the one you probably...
That's painted on the street? Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so are we down to two? Or what... I need somebody else's.
So Haas doesn't have they have yours painted.
Yeah.
So I wonder what the difference of pricing of the chevrons.
I don't know.
I mean, we can paint them, but I think it's a waste of money.
Hey, pardon?
We can paint them, but it's a waste of money because they'll just fade out in 2 years and you got to repaint them. I got a call last night about it. Solicitor, and he also got into it about the speed humps on Ludenburg. Can't hardly see them, and I said, "Well, we're repaving Ludenburg, and they're going to have new speed humps on it." So, again, I mean, it's not going to be that much more for them to put the chevrons on the, and chevrons should be gone. I mean, even though that quote has that, we can make the adjustment on it. If we have to, it's not a big deal.
They've got a little bit more wiggle room.
Right. And here's
the deal. $450 a piece, that's $900, so that would make, they take that up to $110.
This one?
No, this bid.
Almost.
No, $106, so it would take it up to about $108, maybe.
Do any of those bids have any kind of time frame line?
Huh?
Any of those bids have any kind of time frame
line? Yeah, they want an answer within 30 days.
No, like, when they can do the work.
Yeah, they're based in
15 days.
They're giving us their
right.
No, when they can do their work.
The price based on the current price of asphalt.
At the time that they do the work. And the last two projects we've done, the Bay Run, we had a difference of less than $7,000.
I'm just asking if they're giving any kind of time frame as to when they would do the work.
No. We have to get on their schedule.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure most of the schedules, and Lyndon, or Commissioner Bedell and I talked about this, we really don't want to do it till late August, early September anyhow, because of the weather, and also definitely not while they're working on 65 with all the traffic jams.
All of them are based on the current price of asphalt.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They do that. It's automatic. They can't say what the price is going to be. Because
right.
It goes up and down like fuel does. And I half expected
well,
to.
I mean, I'm comfortable with Hall paving.
Hall did the last one, so,
yeah.
I mean.
Is that the one that's in North Texas that they're talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, the difference between this one and this one is about $4,475.
Yeah, there's less than $5,000 difference between this one. Actually, there's less than, and this one is 110.
So, all we need the motion and a vote.
Do I have to make the motion?
No. I don't know,
What was Louisville Paving?
And by the way, Louisville Paving has got the state contract, and I feel like with their pricing, we're not getting any break. Mm-hmm. So
I make a motion to go with Hall Paving.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Moulton.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf.
Thank you.
Roll call vote. Mayor Stone, yes. Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Moulton?
Yes.
Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
All right. Motion carries. All right. We can move along. And we'll let them know tomorrow. Okay. Commissioner Beville, will you notify all the rest of them that we had, their bid was not accepted?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And I apologize if I seem like I'm dragging this out. I just want to be sure I'm doing it.
I understand.
Okay.
It's interesting.
You want to put them all in there? Keep
thinking.
But they don't have very much research or feedback on whether it.
Right.
So, that's a nice chunk of change, especially if we're going to do another project.
Right.
Okay. And the way I look at it, the more money that we can save on this project,
right,
the sooner we can get another one done.
Right. Yeah.
All
road maintenance and repair comes out of the road fund.
My thing is that they don't have enough feedback to.
Right now. Okay.
I'd like to drive on it, see what's going on.
Okay. Right now, the new flagpole area, we're going to delay that since Daniel may be here later. I haven't heard from him. May 19th, 2026, city meeting minutes. Everybody get a copy and read over them, and do we have any corrections? If not, they'll hear a motion.
Well, there would be a correction because I didn't see Bev's where she sent me to proofread mine, so I don't think mine are in there.
I think they are now.
Okay, they are now.
I went on and put them in.
Perfect, thank you. Okay.
Okay, all right. Do I hear a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Biddle. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Hernandez. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right. City financial reports for May 2026, they were all sent out. Everything's been posted on the website. Anybody find anything that needed to be corrected? If not, they're here. Motion to accept the city financial reports for May 2026.
Motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. All right. Let's see. We've done the invoices and signed off on them. There's no other citizens. Okay. Legal. Okay. We've got to do the budget ordinance tonight, and I have the updated copy of the updated budget. So if you would, take one and pass it around. And once we, if we, as it is right now, the numbers that are on the budget ordinance, which, by the way, the budget ordinance is on the back of your agenda sheet that you have. Okay? But these were sent out last week early, and as you can see, I didn't hear from anybody. So these are the numbers that we would have on our worksheet, and the revenue amount is $475,250, and the expense is $475,000. With a surplus balance of 250, so that we have a balanced budget. So, is there anybody that objects to these numbers? If not, then we can have our city attorney read our budget ordinance. But let's first hear if anybody objects. If not, we can move along. Okay. Mr. DeWeese, would you go ahead and read the budget ordinance, please?
Yes. Ordinance number 3, Series 2026, City of Worthington Hills, Kentucky, 2026-2027 fiscal year budget ordinance. Be it ordained by the City of Worthington Hills that Section 1, according to KRS 91A.03010, the Kentucky City of Worthington Hills does hereby adopt this 2026-2027 fiscal year budget ordinance. General fund revenue with carryover amount budgeted, $475,250. General fund expense amount budgeted, $475,000. The ordinance shall be properly signed and published and become effective on July 1st, 2025. Passed and approved on June 16, 2026 at a regularly scheduled meeting of the legislative body of Worthington Hills pursuant to Kentucky statutory law.
Okay. Do I hear a motion to accept
that? That's interesting. I make a motion that the ordinance be approved as written.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Beville. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Roll call vote. Mayor Stone, yes. Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Maupin?
Yes.
Commissioner Beville?
Yes.
Okay. That's passed. There's three of them. You'll get one. All right. Hang on a second, my one sheet stuck to you here. Okay. All right. Old business. Tax bills and insert letters. Everybody was sent a copy of this insert letter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear back from anybody that this is a copy of the proof. That we're going to go ahead. If there's no additional discussion on this, then we just need to go ahead and approve the insert letter. So do I hear a motion to accept the insert letter?
I'll make a motion to accept.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Bebel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. All right, that's done. All right. Landscaping, just talk about it. The landscaping, Commissioner Resendez, did Daniel say when they were going to start the landscaping?
No, I asked him. He had sent an email back. He usually takes like 2 or 3 days, but...
Okay. I think when I talked to him, the ones he said he was scheduling it for the next week, but anyhow, everybody was sent, Commissioner Resendez sent out the information for the landscaping up at the flagpole, our new flagpole. I talked with the flagpole people, and after talking to Daniel also, they want to, if we're going to do any type of landscaping up there, they need to get the base of the flagpole already seeded, okay? Louisville Flagpole Company says it takes 3 days for it to be seeded. So they could put it in, they could do it as soon as we get the flagpole area broken down, which would be hopefully next week, so that we can get the whatever we decide on the flagpole landscaping in by the 4th of July. Okay? So, with that said, everybody saw the picture, and that picture is very impressive, by the way. My recommendation is we go with the paver.
Papers were beautiful.
Yeah.
And they would make it a lot easier for everybody
right.
to walk on.
Yeah.
But do people really go up there and walk around? That's my question.
We've had the Girl Scouts do what do they call that? A retiring of the flag. Uh-huh. Okay. They do that for their badges and stuff. It would be good to have.
And if we ask for veterans to come up there for the 4th of July celebration, I'd like for them to be able to walk right. without any.
Right. Then the other thing is they're going to.
What? How are you going to ask them?
Oh, yeah, I thought we were going to ask them.
Okay, yeah, that's great, but how are you going to ask them?
Will they have a bugle player?
I have no idea. I haven't even put anything in yet to even announce it.
Well, so, I mean, I like it. I'm just wondering if there's, you know, like maybe a lesser paving stone, you know, which it is costly. So that's what I'm curious as to.
The thing about gravel, is it gonna, you know, you don't want kids up in there.
Do we want to just do it in something halfway? Is what it amounts to. We have the funds available.
Well, no, we have halfway to go with it, like maybe a cheaper paver. That's not halfway. I'm not saying do it in gravel. I was just wondering if there was. You know, if we're going with the most expensive paver, are we going with midway paver, or, you know, not even the cheapest paver? Because pavers they're different prices.
Well, here again is...
Well, what's Christina? What do you have to say?
Well, I mean, you got to tell the picture and the paver and everything. I know
it is very nice, yeah.
Did you?
And it's only twice as much as the gravel. Yeah. That was what impressed me. I mean,
the paver is $5.16.
Okay. And what about the gravel?
$2,653.
There's not even enough to talk about.
the gravel is kind of
cheap.
It'll move, but
right.
They had it contained in the papers. You know, I wasn't saying go with gravel. Just saying that, are we paying for the top of the line pavers, because there's different costs in pavers. That's all I'm asking.
Again, I'm just bringing it up. You know, I don't think he's overpriced us. I don't think he's cheated us. I really believe the results are what we want. We don't want to have to do something over again.
Good point. Remember how much money the city spent on replacing the curb on Boynton?
Right.
Because the dump trucks kept running over it. And
right.
They would spend, $3,500 or more just about every year to fix that curb. So finally, I said at one meeting, I said, why don't we move that island back about 5 feet? It cost us, $5,000 or $6,000 to do it? But how many times did we replace the curb? Not one single time.
They were replacing it when I was road commissioner. We was constantly having the issue with that. And here again is, you know, what's in the best interest of the people? Do we put something up there that doesn't have a good presentation, or just looks like
simple? If we're going to do a brand new flagpole and a brand new flag, why not do it
right?
An island that looks pretty in the middle where everybody sees it.
Right.
I just think it would.
They're going to cut that curve. Now that I have mobility issues, okay, I've become real friggin' aware of ADA issues, okay? And the thing that really concerns me is if people wanted to come up there and, you know, take pictures, we'd want to give them the opportunity to have a good place to take pictures, okay? And, you know, that rock like we have that's there, the river rock, I mean, that's really rough for people with any kind of mobility issues. It's easy to trip on also. And I'm just saying, for double the price of what it is for just the river rock to put in the pavers seems like a fair price to me. But
I'm okay with it. I just was asking. I mean, there's other, I would also like to see our subdivision signs lit up, but we can't tap into the electric poles. You know, I mean, that's why I'm asking.
That's private property.
But still,
I brought that up before.
It's
private property. We cannot do anything for private property.
Okay.
The city is, our main entrance is city property.
Okay.
Your entrances are private property.
You know, I was just saying.
I know it. I know it. But
we are taxpayers too.
I would rather our city do things that are ADA compliant before we're made to do them.
Right.
By a lawsuit or something.
Right.
I don't want to get into that mess.
And it just.
Who knows the way we're all going? Poor old Harold might have to ride up in there on it.
Right. Start throwing rocks. So,
I think it's.
All we have to have is a motion, and
I'd like to make a motion that we go with the paver.
Might as well pave it.
At the flagpole island. At the flagpole island.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Bill. Do I hear a second?
I second it.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. Roll call vote. Mayor Stone, yes. Commissioner Metcalf?
Yes.
Commissioner Resendez?
Yes.
Commissioner Mulpin?
Yes.
Commissioner Babil?
Yes.
All right, motion passes. We're going with that one. Okay. All right. Still nothing on the welcoming ambassadors. Of course, nobody ever calls me. Radio checks.
We're going to use channel 1 tonight.
Please?
Channel 1.
Channel 1?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. New business. I know it doesn't have anything there, but I just got something when I got here today. We got the engagement letter from Bramall and Ackley PCS for our city audit. Okay. And I went through it real quick. Same wording of what we had. Okay. She's going to start the, if we had 3-2, start the process on the 24th, there about approximately 24th of August, and issue the reports no later than November 30th. It could be December, but that's one of the things that just depends on what goes on. The fee will not exceed $9,900, which last year she had $9,500, so that's an additional, we had, I'm trying to remember what it was in there. I think it was $9,000 and $10,000. I think she came in at $9,400, if I remember right. Let's see what the.
And what it was on the.
$9,450. She came in last year. So she's. They're doing a great job. We're getting our audits done. And so I'll make a motion that we continue to use Bramall and Ackley PSC for the audit of the fiscal year 2026 for the city of Worthington Hills. Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. All right.
Let me sign this.
I'll place where you sign on here. Anyhow, we'll get this in a minute. Anybody else got old business they need to bring up?
I still haven't heard back from Echo State.
Really?
Yeah. I'm thinking that fee may have been from the additional yard waste pickup, but I don't know why they haven't talked back with me. I've left another message. Yeah. So, I don't know. But I'm hoping it's from the additional yard waste pickup.
I told my bag to be quiet when we were in the meeting, but
didn't listen.
So, anything else on old business? If not,
I do have some new.
Okay.
Some new?
Oh, new business. Oh, what do you have?
I forgot to say it. You all got the pictures of the potholes on Pacelli that I sent you in the email. I'm hoping you did. Well, anyway, we've got potholes on Pacelli, and I contacted All Terrain, Louisville Paving, and River City. They're all going to be under
$450,000.
That's right. So I would like to be able to go ahead and tell them to do it. Do I need to get a vote from the commissioner?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'd like to be able to tell the bidders when I get them, because they're all going to be under that amount. Because, see, what I'm thinking is that, never mind. I just need to know if it's okay if I do it.
To hire one of those?
Right, to fill up the potholes.
Well, we can. We don't have to have a bid, okay?
Right.
but I think what we need to do is have it voted on next month.
Okay, I'll
go
and do it then.
Okay, because you're right. It shouldn't come in more than $20,000 or $30,000 to move.
Oh, it's going to be. We'll be lucky if it's $2,500.
Well, there's that. Even though that pothole, there's some really bad alligators right there on the Tazewell side of the Selly.
What do you want me to do?
We need to pave out. Probably it would be best to ask them what they recommend doing there. But it's starting to crackle.
Okay, so
do you know where I'm talking about? I'm talking about, you know, where the old red car was used to sit and the potholes right there? There is a lot of asphalting crackling right in that area.
So you want me to include that in the?
Yeah, I would.
Okay, I'll call them back and just to include that in the bid.
Okay, please.
All right. Is there anything else, Mayor?
Look,
I'm just asking.
All I'm saying is, I would get their recommendation of looking at any other conditions on that street.
Okay.
That they would recommend repairing.
Okay. How does your facility look?
I mean, it looks.
Back in 17 or 18, we put that. We went up there and put that, I forget where, some kind of liquid.
Epoxy or something.
Yeah, and it actually has made a difference
filled
on that.
The cracks.
Tree. Yeah, filled it in real good. There's no potholes up there.
Yeah, I don't think that there is. Well, I was saying there might have been one around the curve.
If they're on facility, I'm going to tell them, check the whole street.
Yeah. That I could be wrong, but I'm not.
From get to go.
I thought I kind of had a bump when I went when I did my streetlight check, but
I'll just ask them to check the whole. If they're going to be on Pasali, they might as well check the whole thing.
Right, yeah. And the only area there, it's like 110, but it's one square that I'm talking about.
I know where that lady used to park in front of those townhouses.
Right. But just filling in the potholes is one thing, but if that's crackling like it is, we want to make sure that if it needs to be repaired more properly for that big square area, okay? Because that's right there by the sewer, too.
Right.
Okay.
It's so bad down at the stop sign down there. That gravel's coming out of those condos parking lot, and I mean
can I tell them what I found out?
Right, go ahead.
Okay, I've been corresponding and talking with Winkler's office. All right, now the company that owns that lot has over $10,000 in liens from code enforcement. So they basically don't have any plans to do anything. So what is the holdup is that whatever the city would do is going to impact, I mean, they could foreclose on him, but it's going to impact all those condo owners along there.
So is that government-assisted housing?
I don't know. I didn't ask that.
Those properties on that, those townhouses are probably owned.
They're privately owned? Okay.
And they just cannot. When I was doing my part of the looking, I found at least 5 name changes in the Jefferson County records. They get a name, they get liens in them, they change their name. And this is, but what he said, and I can understand that, whatever they do is going to directly impact those homeowners.
Yeah.
And they have to, everybody's trying to find a solution. But if worse comes to worse, I will ask that, can they send, and I know it sounds silly, Can you send somebody down with a front-end loader or something and scoop that stuff up off the
street? They did it once. They did it a couple of years ago.
Right. Because it's going to wash back down into the sewer
Right, right.
And then we're going to really have a problem.
Right. And they had done that before. Technically, they can clean up. If you remember, there was one house on Northumberland there by Bay Run. They had they used to have a garage in back, mm-hmm. and it had been burnt or whatever. They actually came out and code enforcement or somebody had that removed, that damaged stuff, because there was nobody in the house, by Jefferson County, and they charged whoever the property owner was for it, so they can do that. That's how probably they've got a bunch of the monies that they have for fines are also maintenance issues that they take care of.
They are. And it's,
right.
I mean, I don't want to see anybody be forced out of their home.
Right.
You know, but that will be my next step, is to see if they can get somebody down there to scoop all that mess up and put it back up in the drive or wherever. But, I mean, the water, I actually have a video of the water just running
right
down the street.
Yeah.
In what corner or what lot is that?
So, yeah.
Where is that?
At Tazewell and Murphy Lane.
Tazewell and Murphy.
Thank you.
Which is not in the city of Worthington Hills, but it affects our residents.
Well, it impacts our residents,
right.
So it does.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
It impacts
and there is, there's been accidents down there at that corner, too. So.
And sometimes the children, when they get off the school bus, they walk in that road.
You're right.
You know, and it's dangerous. It's dangerous
right.
to everybody.
That stop is dangerous.
Okay.
They all line up at the stop sign, and you've got to go around them. And,
yeah.
Let's move along. Okay. Nothing else on old business or new business. And do I hear who wants to do the commission report first?
I'll read mine real quick because y'all have heard half of it.
Okay, Commissioner Babil, go ahead.
All right. The only additional thing I have to add is that on 6/7, I replied to that email that was sent by Ms. Eichenberger regarding someone setting off fireworks.
Okay.
About. They were upsetting her dog and her husband. She was vague in the exact location, but over the course of the other four emails, she finally provided the address. So I called the non-emergency number, reported it, and then I suggested that the next time there's a problem, that I gave her the number and suggested that she call the non-emergency number, and she thanked me for my usual non-support and help. And I said, you're welcome.
All right.
Anything I can do. I return phone calls the 6th or the 8th through the 10th, return phone calls about the Ludenberg project, and 6/15 reviewed the reports and preparations for tonight's meeting.
All right, thank you very much.
Over and done.
Thank you very much. Well, let me first say, when it comes to issues with noise or animals or anything, they can tell us, but technically, you know, it's like Commissioner Metcalf and myself, we get calls about parking on the street. We tell them, you know, we can't, you know, us calling, making the call is not going to make LMPD come out there anytime sooner. We have to have the person that is complaining needs to call the non-emergency and not the city commission, because we don't have the authority to report anybody. We're going on a secondhand information, and if somebody wants to report it, they need to report it. It's their responsibility just as much.
I said, we're not going, nobody on the commission is going to try to enforce the noise ordinance.
Right.
Not even for you.
Right.
Well, I can honestly say that at that time frame and at that time, they were setting off the fireworks in Sova, right there on the corner of Pacelli and Nansman.
Right.
I didn't see
that parking lot.
On Bay.
Right.
She said it was the house. First she said she thought it was the house with the purple door. And then she said, I'm sure it's the house with the purple door.
And that
and then
house,
I said, give me an address. Yeah. And I guess that's why I wasn't
helping. Well, that address backs up to the Sova parking lot. Okay? So this, again, this is why we don't need to get involved, because...
But it was her, and I wanted
well,
to...
Well, I understand that, okay? Just one of these things is, my advice is, when you get an email, just say, your email's been received, and be done with it, okay? Received and reviewed, okay? Because we are not enforcers of county ordinances or anything, okay? Again, all right.
Okay, I'll go second.
Thank you, Commissioner Malkin. Go ahead.
2026 Utility Commissioner's Report, 531, Drum City for Streetlight Check. 6-5, voicemail in regards to paving project. Email from Bev that it was sent to me by mistake. Voicemail from new resident requesting trash pickup info.
Did you go over and get it?
No. 6-6, called new resident back and left a voicemail with trash and recycle pickup information. 6-15, drove city for streetlight check. Lights out at 11756 Tazewell and 11752 Tazewell, which is right on the corner of Tazewell and Pacelli. 6-16, tried reporting streetlights to LG&E, but was put on hold, and the line was disconnected twice today. I'll try again tomorrow, and read all of June emails, attend the city meeting, and will participate in radio check.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Okay, who's next? Commissioner Resendez, go ahead.
Property Commissioner report from 520 to 616. May 22nd, Beverly Green emailed me regarding the irrigation system will be turned on May 26th. May 24th, Harold emailed me about the Lunenburg holding pond, stating that some people broke stones and threw them around that were placed by MSD to prevent the soil from wearing away. I emailed MSD on the 27th. And they said they will take about 4 to 6 weeks for the inspection to go out there and check, you know, where the rocks are. May 26th, I emailed the landlord about a vehicle parked on the grass on Halifax, a rental property. He said that he talked to them. And June 11, I received a landscape platform proposal and email to everyone. And June 14, I received Harold's invoice.
Thank you, Commissioner Resendez. Commissioner Midcap.
Safety Commission Report 6-16-26. Drove the city at various times, conducted radio checks after last city meeting using Channel 16. We used Channel 1 tonight. Met with Flock representative while they were repairing Flock camera at Northumberland and Westport Road. Met the electrician at the front island so they could repair the damage. Light and showed him the location where the new flagpole will go in order to install the light. Issued parking permits to 12003 Rushford Court for 6626. And Bev and I went to the post office Tuesdays and Fridays. And that's it.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Metcalf. Anything else before we get a motion to adjourn the meeting? If not, do I hear a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Maupin. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Metcalf. It is 8:19.